The Lord bless you with his sweet, sweet presence. It is May the 7th, 2015. And faithful to his word, the Lord has been changing my schedule. So I'm a little more awake and a little more vitality than I had before. Thank you for your prayers. I know you guys have been praying for us. Well, today when I went into prayer, I had a really heavy heart. I just couldn't stop thinking about all the things in this country right now that are coming to the surface, the plans that are being brought into position, the things in Texas and Utah and, well, just all over the country where things are being planned to really destroy America, the America of America. It's so tragic. And I know that we deserve it, but it's still very tragic. And I spent a great deal of my time praying for the country and for those who are going to stand against wickedness that is coming upon this nation. So this is what I brought into prayer. And I spoke to the Lord, and he ended up speaking right back to me about this very subject. So I began, "Oh Lord, my heart is so heavy over what must befall this nation." Then he said, "What if I were to tell you that your prayers have been answered and I am going to intervene and give America another chance?" Wow, that would be wonderful, but it would also make me a false prophet. Which would you prefer? Well, that's easy. I want to see America get a second chance. Well, I can't. I'm not. My heart sank when he said that. I can't, but I will raise up a faction to push back the forces of darkness so there will not be a total annihilation of your country. Lord, I don't think it's fair that the rotten, corrupt people who've been controlling this country behind the scenes and bringing this all down on our heads, that they should have their way. After all, there is a faction of true Americans who are Christians and stand for what is right. And that's why I'm going to fight for them. You remember the rockets that were fired at Israel and were turned back in midair and went out to sea? Yes, Lord, I do. Well, the same thing is going to happen at key moments because of prayer, your prayers, and the prayers of others. This is going to happen over and over again until it's finished. Those who have gathered together in these underground cities, I have called them to their graves. There will be a purification of the evil in this nation. Yes, I will have justice. Deliberate crimes have been committed in this country with the end in mind, that is the removal of my protection. Things such as abortion and gay rights, the training of guerrillas and other subversive to disrupt rightful governments around the world, all of this, plus the ruling elite, I am making an end to. Not one of them will escape my wrath, not even one single one, including their offspring. And at that I was thinking to myself, yeah, but the offspring are babies, aren't they innocent? And the Lord intercepted my thoughts, and he said, "You ask me why I would kill the offspring, innocent babies? Do you not know that the evil will be birthed through these demonized children? They are not like real people, like you or like I was on the earth. No, they are demonized, fitted with demonic natures that tend only toward viciousness and evil. Bred to be genteel on the outside, but all wrathful inside. Yes, these are the offspring of the Nephilim, and even worse. I am gathering the devil and his angels and their offspring and throwing them all into the lake of fire eventually. But the end for them will begin on this earth when all have proclaimed so securely, 'See, we are safe from the chaos we created on the outside. The useless eaters will be killed off, but we're safe inside the bowels of the earth with our comforts and amenities.' and then it shall come suddenly. The bowels of the earth will erupt and spew the filth out from inside it. Not one shall survive, even as it was in the days of Noah. So those who have so stunningly engineered underground cities capable of supporting life for years to come will in one moment be purged from the earth. Are you talking about a physical purging where they're actually thrown out from the earth? I'm talking about magma and water consuming and spewing them out of the earth, every last one. But what about those who might have repented, Lord, or others who are innocent? How can you say that, Claire? Well, I'm trying to look on who might be innocent in the whole mess. As in the days of Noah, my love. As in the days of Noah. You have no idea the scope of corruption of those on government levels. The massive breeding programs. Those who look perfectly normal, but in effect have no soul. What do they have, Lord? They have intellect and they have orders. They are not bred to think for themselves, but to serve without questioning. Oh, I know that you are grieving for your country, but it shall survive. It is the evil ones who are going down. My people I shall protect. There will be a victory. I am God. I will not be mocked. But Lord, what about the FEMA camps and all the Americans being rounded up and killed? There will be much slaughter in which I shall be glorified, but none of that shall hurt the souls of the just. No, their reward is with me, and I will intervene with supernatural peace in the moment it is needed. Oh, Jesus, it's too horrendous for me to even think about. It's so terrible. Well, for the innocent, the terror only lasts a moment. It is the guilty who will have an eternity of terror. What are they thinking, that they can escape the judgment? They're not thinking, Claire. They have been woven from conception with lies, inbred with misinformation, so that their foundation is thin air, nothing but a bedrock of lies. They live their entire lives in this environment of deception, with others locked into the same bed of lies. They have no idea of the reality of who they are serving or what they're doing. They've been trained to believe that good is evil and evil is good. They have no other perspective. Many of them I did not create. They are clones. So you see, they cannot respond to me because they are not of me. And the part of their brain that was meant for me has been hybridized. Oh, Claire, it is such an ugly subject. Please, no more questions. I hate talking about it. What I was trying to accomplish was to show you this is a move of God to purge the evil from the earth. Every last one with their evil offspring that has been complicit in these massive deceptions is going to their end. Then I'm coming back to reclaim the earth. But Lord, what about all the radiation poisoning all over the world? I can, with one sweep of my hand, eradicate every last vestige of this poison and restore pristine purity to the earth. But I thought it would be in devastation when you return. Won't we have an endless cleanup job throughout the entire world, reclaiming it? It is true that there will be much work to be done in certain areas. Other areas will be so far underground and undersea that it won't even be necessary. I will open the earth to swallow the areas of the worst corruption. Never again shall they be seen. I will cleanse the earth by fires as well, preparing the soil for a new spring. I will cause the waters in the deep places to be purified and returned to their crystal clarity. Oh, so much I will do to restore this beautiful earth I created for my loved ones. Satan has indeed destroyed the beauty I created in many, many places of the earth, but I will restore them. In those days it will be a joyful work. Even as the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, there will be much healthy pride and joy in the work of restoration. Everyone will be given a part to do. And these demon aliens, Lord, will they all be confined to the earth and then held for 1,000 years so their terror will no longer be anywhere in the universe? Because I've heard so many reports that they're spread out in many different dimensions of the universe. That's correct. And there are legions and legions upon hundreds of thousands of them. But every last one will be confined and not permitted to influence in any way the earth or the people of the earth. They will be completely and utterly bound and confined in every way. Joy and goodness will abound, and any shadow of evil will originate strictly in the heart of man, untouched by the demonic realm. If evil comes forth, it will be conceived in the heart of man, not from the outside, as it has been in the past. You see, in the garden, Satan was allowed to tempt Eve and Adam. But during the millennium, there will be no such temptation from Satan. The earth will be totally free of his influence. Wow. Yes, wow. Well, I just brought this up because I didn't want you to grieve excessively. All will turn out to my glory, though for a moment my indignation and wrath must be felt on the earth. That time will pass quickly, as I promised, and all things will be made new. Do you understand, my beloved? I think so. Good. Then be at peace. Let nothing frighten you or upset you. All of this which is about to unfold is in my control. Wow, that is amazing. Yes, I like to amaze you. Will wonders ever cease? Never. Never, never. Be strengthened now. Let nothing throw you off course. Steady as she goes. Be courageous. Be resolute. I'm coming to bring justice to the earth.